This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Odisha, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to address 3 election rallies in the state today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign today in Odisha. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold 3 election rallies in Ara, Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will campaign in different parts of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency in support of his daughter and the RJD candidate. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Sasaram, Karakat, Buxar and Pataliputra parliamentary constituencies. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address 4 rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Today he will be in Maharajganj, Devariya, Balia, Sonbhadra and Ghazipur. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign for party candidate in Dudhi Assembly constituency. He will later address rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies also. Supreme Court Registry today refused urgent listing of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking extension of his interim bail by 7 days for undergoing certain medical tests. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's application, Supreme Court Registry said, since he has been given liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable. Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Dutta on May 10th and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June 2nd. The bench had on May 17 reserved verdict on Kejriwal's challenge to the validity of his arrest by ED in a PMLA case linked to Delhi liquor scam. Refusing to accept application, the Apex Court said that since the verdict is already reserved on challenge to arrest, Kejriwal's plea for extension of interim bail has no relation to the main petition. 2 Maoists, including a female rebel, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. The encounter took place this morning in the forest of Barepara in Mudded area. A reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on the female Lakshanite killed in the encounter. Police have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoist along with 2 weapons from the spot. The Coal Chain and Logistics Summit has been organized by the FICCI in New Delhi. The summit aims to foster collaboration and innovation in developing an integrated, sustainable and efficient coal chain ecosystem for India's perishable goods industry. Addressing the summit, Dr. Surendra Ahirwar, Joint Secretary of DPIIT, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, said that discussion on the coal chain and logistics sector is the need of the hour. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has conveyed his wishes on the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar extended his salute to the valor of brave men and women who dedicate themselves to maintaining peace and security in regions affected by conflict. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the 6th phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the 6th phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce gradually from tomorrow. These conditions are very likely to prevail in Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. The temperature prevailing over these regions is expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius in the next few days. Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic advanced to the second round of the French Open with straight sets victory in Paris last night. He began his French Open title defense with a solid win over Pierre-Hugues Akpert in his opening round match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.